we actually largely don't understand how evil this culture is, and more importantly, how it was created. So how can you defeat an enemy that you don't understand? How can you destroy an enemy that you don't know exists? Welcoming you today to the Seth Gruber Show. It's not as if we can talk about the killing of babies in an isolated little box. We're gonna say, that's really bad, and then we're gonna put that back on the shelf. Then we're gonna take out a little box of sexualizing and diddling the kids, and then we're gonna deal with bits and pieces of how that happened and then put it back on the shelf. We're gonna take out our critical race theory box. That's not how the culture of death works, friends. Have you noticed how interconnected the other side is? Were they killing children there? No. What were they doing? Sexualizing children to eventually sell them abortions. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in the world, is also the largest provider in America of that pornographic comprehensive sexuality education. This is why we're expanding, broadening the reach of my podcast. I'm explaining how integrated and coordinated and interconnected the ideologies are that have created, architected, and birthed this culture of death. I believe that God has given me a voice, a platform, and insights into how this culture operates to wake up the church in America to understand the kind of ideologies that created this culture of death, how false religion operates. We often want to deal with ideologies and culture in bits and pieces, rather than seeing how it all goes together. And that's why the Seth Gruber Show, we're going to expand the net of the kind of topics we talk about, explaining how this culture was created to give you your marching orders on what to do. We're gonna dive deeper, go harder, and be less apologetic than I've ever been before. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we want you tuning in. So welcome to the Seth Gruber Show.